It's Tuesday, October 27th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Looking ahead to Thanksgiving, there could be a glut of big turkeys this year. Farmers had to try and predict the demand and processing schedule for the bird during a pandemic and fear that there might not be enough small turkeys. Driving the worry, family gatherings could be smaller, and people may be looking for protein alternatives. Laura Riley, business of food reporter at the Washington Post, joins us for Too Many Fat Turkeys. Thanks for joining us, Laura.
Oh, happy to be here.
I wanted to talk about Thanksgiving and the turkeys that everybody's going to be eating at that time. The pandemic has thrown pretty much everything for a loop when it comes to food production. And looking into the Thanksgiving holiday, turkey production and turkey farmers have not been spared this as well. There's actually a fear that turkey farmers have bred too many big birds. People are thinking the trend is going to be a lot of more smaller family gatherings. You're obviously going to need less turkey because of that, so maybe smaller birds. So there's so much that's going into this. Laura, tell us a little bit about what to expect for the holiday.
So before anyone knew how this was going to play out and before we realized how long this was going to be, all of the American turkey farmers had to make the decision on their flocks for this year. So early in the spring, I mean, in big commercial ones, they may take 18 to 20 weeks to mature. For a heritage breed, kind of a smaller boutique year fresh bird, that might be more like 26 or 28 weeks. So all of these decisions got made many months ago. And often it's about gender split. So a hen, a female turkey, is often harvested at around 16, 18 pounds. The toms, or the male turkeys, are significantly bigger. So they may be 20 plus, even 30 pounds. So if most of us this year are going to be having immediate family-only gatherings, there will be a lot more call for small turkeys and very little market probably for these big toms. And some of that is because food service. It's unlikely that there'll be a lot of restaurant. I mean, some of us do go out to dinner for Thanksgiving, and it's right. Unlikely that a lot of those restaurants will be dine-in experiences this year.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing from top to bottom has been changed. Even just regular turkey sales have been kind of erratic because people aren't buying the same amount of turkey breast, let's say, because college and other wholesale food service customers aren't buying those. And then you go beyond that, you know, state fairs, theme parks, Renaissance festivals, that's where you get those huge turkey legs. Those sales have been kind of upended because those events just aren't happening.
Sure. I thought that in my research that I would find that there was some warehouse, you know, in the Midwest with a mountain of frozen turkey legs. And I didn't find that. A lot of that ends up getting repurposed as grind, so as ground turkey. But it's much more cost intensive to take the meat off of a leg than it is the thigh. So a lot of that meat does make it into the system, but not as those kind of medieval turkey legs that you gnaw on at the
right.
state fair.
Exactly. But just as you kind of been saying, you know, the work that goes into it is different now. You know, it's not their normal thing. One of the interesting things that you mentioned in your article is about how Butterball, they're one of the largest producers of turkey products. They're still going to have their Butterball turkey hotline so people can call in, the turkey talk line. And they're expecting a lot more volume on that because they're thinking much more smaller gatherings. That's that many more people that need help.
But also, I think something interesting is that it'll be a lot of first timers. And I don't mean just people in their 20s doing it for the first time. But, you know, think about all the people with the traditions of going to grandma's house, you know, a table of 20 people. Yeah. For the first time, a lot of people are going to be doing this meal on their own. And that causes a lot of anxiety for people. You know, a turkey is a big, maybe it's something you only really encounter once a year in its whole form. So the turkey hotline is anticipating there'll be a lot of rookie calls, you know, on Thanksgiving morning saying, how do I thaw this thing? And there may be a real pivot for first timers towards other proteins that people are more comfortable with, you know, whether that's a chicken or a roast of some kind. And then we have the rise of plant-based. I mean, that has really been a dramatic increase in terms of people's purchasing interest in the pandemic, whether that's because there have been so many COVID outbreaks at meat processing facilities or it's just kind of this natural trajectory. Plant-based has had a real boon in this past 7 months.
Yeah, I mean, everything is kind of a disruptor this time around for Thanksgiving and these turkey farmers. So you spoke to a lot of farmers for this. What are they saying? How are they feeling going into the season? There's always a lot riding on it, but how are they feeling about this?
For the smaller producers, the ones that command a real premium for their birds, the impediment or the scary thing that is yet to be known is what that's going to be like at slaughter. So these birds are still alive. They're still ambling around right now, and they're kind of around, unfortunately, around the corner from that one terrible bad day. But because there have been such horrible COVID outbreaks at meat processing facilities, a lot of these farmers are really trepidatious about what that's going to look like for them. So, you know, a lot of other proteins, whether you're talking about beef cattle or pigs or chickens, that's a 12-month cycle. There are those meat processing facilities going heavy duty all year long. Turkey is a much more kind of focused November, December harvest. So there could be real bottlenecks that affect their bottom line.
Yeah. And then, you know, the prices, obviously, you know, we've been talking about them saying they might have too many big turkeys. And obviously that's where they're going to be making money. But for a lot of these farmers that do these fresh turkeys, those are sold at more of a premium, and they're just not really in the market to transition over to doing frozen turkeys. You know, this is where they've staked their livelihoods on.
Yeah, the frozen turkeys command a much lower price, and they don't have the infrastructure. They don't even have the ability to freeze these birds, right? So it's not an easy pivot from a fresh turkey environment to a frozen. And we're also probably going to see a lot more grocery stores offering finished meals, you know, kind of they'll do the roasting there on site or even off site. And, you know, you'll be buying cooked turkey by the pound or by the half, that kind of thing. And turkey farmers are wondering how that's going to impact them as well.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. My Thanksgivings are usually filled with going to multiple family members' houses and things like that. But the CDC is recommending having virtual Thanksgiving, staying home, you know, doing these smaller things. So it's going to be interesting to see how that is going to affect, you know, all these turkey sales. But we'll keep an eye out for all of that. Laura Riley, business of food reporter at The Washington Post. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me today. Take care.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.